Now we're going to begin Lamed Dalet Amud Beis, but first, the last line on Lamed Dalet Amud Aleph is the Mishnah that addresses the case of Peros. Peros, when you can eat Peros in one of two ways. You can either eat them natural, like figs, you know, natural figs, or you can heat them up and dry them and eat them as dried fruits, dried figs, in one example. Now, on Erev Yontif, he began the process, which he didn't complete, of drying the fruits. Right now, they haven't been dried fully. Most people would not eat them as is, because they're in that state, they're no longer natural, and they're already kind of sour until they really fully dry. But there are people that would eat them, if need be. The Od Amar Rabbi Eliezer, in addition to what we learned on Daf Lamed Gimel, that Rabbi Eliezer allowed you to break off a kisem if it's in his house and he wants to make it into a tooth, into a toothpick to remove something between his teeth, he's allowed to do that. We have another leniency of Rabbi Eliezer, which is now codified in our Mishnah, Omed Adam Ala Muktzeh. And here we turn to Daf Lamed Dalet Amud Beis. Now, what is Muktzeh? Not to be confused with Muktzah, although there is a certain striking similarity, but Muktzeh means he decided to set aside these fruits to dry them. He wants to eat them as dried fruits. And Rabbi Eliezer says that a person on Erev Shabbos could stand right near his peros, that a muktzeh, and right now most people would not eat them because he has designated them to dry, but they haven't yet dried. And once he stands next to these fruits, he has decided that, you know what, he is going to use them and eat them on Shabbos. By doing so, he has hazmana, he has designated them for use on Shabbos, and he circumvents the Iser Muktzah. And all this goes on b'shvius. Why b'shvius? Because, forget about shvius for a moment, we'll come back to shvius. Let's say it's one of the first 6 years of the Shemitah cycle. These fruits are tevel, which means he has not yet been mafresh maser. And therefore, he will not be able to eat them on Shabbos because there's a shvus, the Rabbanon, that prohibits being mafresh maser on Shabbos. So there's no afreshes maser on Shabbos, hence these fruits, insofar as they are tevel and require afreshes, there's no possibility for afreshes on Shabbos, are prohibited. He can't eat it. So the fact that he's standing next to it on Erev Shabbos and saying, well, I'll eat from these fruits, that's meaningless. However, we're talking about Shvius, the seventh year. And we're going to learn later that we derive from a pasuk that Shvius is potum in a masros. And on the seventh year, you don't have to be mafresh maser from that fruit that has kedushas Shvius. In effect, then, we're talking about fruits that can be eaten. There's no halachic prohibition except for muktzah. But if he's standing next to his fruits on Erev Shabbos, and he takes a look at these fruits, and he says to himself, you know, I'm going to eat that on Shabbos. It's going to be fully dried by the time lunchtime on Shabbos comes around. And Viomer, he makes the declaration, Mikan ani ochel emocha, from these fruits, that a muktzeh means they've been designated for yibush, to dry them, but they haven't been dried yet, I'm going to eat from these fruits on Shabbos, says Rabbi Eliezer, that's mutter. V'chachamim omer, they disagree, ad sheyirsham, he's got to not just designate them with a verbal declaration, but he has to put simonim on the fruits, separate them from the other fruits, v'yomar, and then declare, mikan, Anioch. So it's not just enough that he stands next to the fruits. There's a massive amount of fruits which he can't possibly eat on Yontif, on Shabbos, and make a statement, Mikan Anioch. He's got to do a simon, in which case he separates that portion of the fruits that he will eat, hopefully on Shabbos, from the other remaining balance of the fruits. Now this machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim recorded in our Mishnah is almost identical to a machlokas that we had back on the Yud between Beisil and Beit Shammai about birds. You may recall that one shita was that he just looks at the birds and he says, those are the birds that I'm going to sheft on Yontif. And the other shita, Beisil said, Beit Shammai says, no, that's not enough. You have to take the birds into your hands and take a look at them and designate them with a physical action. Okay. Now, from this point until the end of Daf Lamed Daled, and it's going to go into Daf Lamed Hey as well, we are learning the laws of Maaser. And you might want to know, why are we learning Masechta Maaseros, which belongs to Zroim, in Beitza, which belongs to Moed? But you'll only know the answer to that question if you stay with me till the end of the Shia. Because ultimately, we're going to go back to our Mishnah about the Muktzeh, and we're going to shed a light on an issue in Maaseros from a diuk in our Mishnah. Okay, so what's going on with Maaseros? Maaseros, when they apply to, let's say, grains, or for that matter, to grapes or olives, in Eretz Yisrael, of course, then halacha is that don't make a mistake that as soon as I cut off the fruits or the grains from the ground with harvest, it automatically becomes tevel and it's obligated in maaser, and I, heaven forbid, I'm not allowed to eat tevel. No. There are two other conditions that have to be fulfilled before it becomes tevel and before the chiyuv maaser is chal. Number one, we need what's called gemar malacha. So after he uses the sickle and he cuts down these grains or fruits, he's got to pile them up. And that's called Gemar Malacha. And a second condition, he needs Re'ias Pnei Abayis. He's got to take these fruits or grains after Gemar Malacha and bring it into his house. However, although, on a Doraisa level, according to Torah law, he would be allowed to eat from these fruits or grains until after Gemar Malacha plus Riyas Pnei Abayis, the Rabbanon made a gzera, and they said that even before Gemar Malacha and Riyas Pnei Abayis, you're not allowed to eat from these fruits or grains, what's called an achilas keva. You're allowed to eat an achilas aroi, something very temporary, and that's fine, but the Chachamim prohibited you from eating an achilas keva. However, within the context of this heter, permitting achilas aroi, and prohibiting achilas keva, there are what's called kovim. Kovim means something that substitutes for riyas pnei abayis, gemar malacha plus riyas pnei abayis. For example, we have something called chatzer. Chatzer technically is not the bayis, it's his backyard. But once he gathers the fruits in his backyard, and his intention is to eat those fruits, then you're not allowed to eat from those fruits, even in Achilas Haroi, because Chatzer is Kovas. I add a tough at the end because the word Chatzer is in the feminine. There's another halach called Shabbos Kovas, that on Shabbos, all these leniencies which the Rabbanan allowed you to eat Achilas Haroi, they don't apply on Shabbos. Now, in the case of, let's say, figs that we mentioned earlier, the process of preparing figs and the Gemar Malacha thereof requires that after you cut down the figs from the fig trees, If you decide that you don't want to eat the figs in their natural state, you want to dry them, so you leave them in the sun, and after they get dried up, you pound upon them, pulverize them, and you make it into a kind of a circle, which is called Igulei Dvela. If you remember Elu Metzias from fourth grade, you may remember something called Igulei Dvela. Those are round pounded figs. They used to make it into a kind of a circle. And that's called the Gemara Malach. Okay. Now our Mishnah is going to address the case of Te'enim of figs that were prepared for eating on Erev Shabbos, but they didn't reach the state of Gemar Malach on Erev Shabbos. So the final Gemar Malach was on Shabbos itself. However, let's say he made a decision on Erev Shabbos that he's going to eat it even before it dries up. Would he be allowed, at least Achilas Haroi, on Shabbos? Or shall we say that Shabbos is Koveh? Tanah, so we learned in the Mishnah, in the fourth parak of Masros, Tinokos, young children, they decided that they were going to eat on Shabbos from these figs in their natural state. Tomnu, Te'enim. So they hid away the Te'enim somewhere in the fields, or maybe out in the garden. May Erev Shabbos. And they had decided they would eat these figs on Shabbos, so they hid it on Erev Shabbos. It's like children who hide candies, you know. V'shachachu v'lo isru. And nobody remembered that they have to be mafresh, trumas u'maisros, from these fruits in order to allow eating them on Shabbos. And as we said earlier, you're not allowed to be mafresh maser on Shabbos. Mirabonu. Is therefore the motzi Shabbos lo ye'achlu elim kein isru. Now what's the chiddush here? On Shabbos you can't eat it because it's tevel, that's for sure. But now we're saying that he can't eat it even on motzi Shabbos. Why not? We're talking before he's mafresh maser, but again it's before the Gemara Malacha, and you're allowed achilas haroi. No. In this case, you're not allowed achilas haroi either. Even though they never took the figs into the house or into the chatzah, they were out in the fields or the gardens. So they didn't have neither gemar malach nor riyas pnei abayis. There should be a heter to eat it haroi after Shabbos, of course. On Shabbos, he has a problem because he can't eat it, it's tevel. But the answer is, since they were designated and put away for Achila Shabbos, then any Achila is now considered Achilas Keva. It's not Achilas Haroi. Shabbos has that power to transform an Achilas Haroi into an Achilas Keva. So we see from this Mishnah in Masros that when you have Peros set Nigmar Malachton, and in this case, since the children said they decided they're going to eat from these Peros as is, without drying them, there is a Gemar Malacha, then, although there was no Riyas Pnei Abayis, and therefore Lechora you should be allowed in Achilas Aroi at least, but nevertheless Shabbos is Koveh L'maser. We have no proof with regard to Pero Shalom Nigmar Malachton, whether or not Shabbos is Kovas. Utnan Nami, but we have a Mishnah in the third parak of Masros, HaMavir Te'enim B'chatzero Liktos, he spreads out his figs in the backyard, in the courtyard, in order to dry them. And he wants to make what's called ktzios in Hebrew. Ktzios are those round pounded figs.
is Banahu Bnei Beso Ochlame Maroi Upturim.
The members of the household are allowed to eat an Achilas Haroi. They don't have to be Mafresh Maser, because since he decided that he wants to dry them and he spread them out in the yard to dry them in the sun, there was no Gmar Malacha. And if there's no Gmar Malacha, then Chatzer is not Kovas Lamaser. Chatzer could be a substitute for Rias Pnei Abayis, but not for Gmar Malach. And in this case, since he needs to dry them, and that's what his decision was, therefore, until they dry, the Chatzer is not Kovas. So we see from this last Mishnah in Masus Per Gimel that Chatzer is not Kovas Lamaser before Gmar Malach. Now the Gemara wants to know, what about Shabbos? We might say that Shabbos has the same din of Chatzer, and it's not Kovas if there's no Gemara Malach. Or perhaps Shabbos is even better than Chatzer. Whereas Chatzer is not Kovas until after Gemara Malach, Shabbos is Kovas even on Peros before Gemara Malach. Boy minei Rabbi Mir of Nachman, Shabbos ma'u shetikba muktzeh. Muktzeh means that there's no Gmar Malach because it hasn't yet been dried. Lemaseh v'dovah shalom nigmar malachah. Can Shabbos have the power to be kovas and to generate an iser of achilas aroi? Even achilas aroi becomes prohibited because of the power and the agency of Shabbos as a kovas lemaseh, even though it's before Gmar Malach, and that would generate an Iser Achilas Haroi. Mi Amrinon, shall we assume that Shabbos is very powerful? Keva Dichsiv, Yeshayahu Anovi Perek, the famous Perek Nunches, Karasa LaShabbos Onek, there's a mitzvah to eat on Shabbos. Good food. Is therefore cover is kova, Shabbos is kovas, as far as maser is concerned, peros, that are designated for achil on Shabbos, and that would prohibit an achilas haroi, because achil on Shabbos is considered an oneg, v'afil b'dov shalom nigmar malachto. And therefore the Gemara thinks, Rava has a tzad to say, that even before Gemar Malach, Shabbos has the power to be kovas l'maser. And that makes it even more chashuv than chatzer. Odil Moshe, we say no. Even Shabbos, b'dov shenigmar lo malachto kovah. Dov shelo nigmar malachto lo kovah has the same status as kviyus lamaser of a chatzer, and therefore it's only kovah lamaser after gmar malach. And therefore you'd still be allowed to eat an achilas haroi before gmar malach. Omalei. So Rav Nachman responds to Rava, Shabbos kovas bein b'dover shenigmar malachto bein b'dover shelo nigmar malachto. Rav Nachman says, I'm going to prove to you, Rava, that Shabbos is way beyond, it supersedes chatzer in its power to generate a kvius, and therefore And therefore, Shabbos will be kovas lemaser even before Gemar Malach. Omalei, so Rava says, Rav Nachman, how do you know such a thing? Eimor Shabbos dumya dechotzer. Maybe Shabbos like chotzer is only kovas after Gemar Malach. Ma chotzer edi kovas el b'dov shenigmar malachto. Af Shabbos lo tikova el b'dov shenigmar malachto. Amalei. So Rav Nachman says, Talmud Aruch hu biyadeinu. And that means, That means that I have a tradition that Shabbos is kovas, even for a davar shalom nigmar malato. Omer marzutcha b'reid of Nachman afanan nami tnino. And this tradition is based on our Mishnah. The Od, our Mishnah quotes Om Rabbi Lozer, another kula of Rabbi Lozer. Omeid Odom al Hamukta, the Erev Shabbos. So Bar Zutra is going to derive from our Mishnah, from Va'od Om Rabbi Eliezer, Omeid Odom al Hamukta, the Erev Shabbos v'Shvius. The implication is that he, in this Darvash Lo Nigmar Malachto, he's okay on Shabbos of Shvius, but time the Shvius the La Bar Yisurei, there's no Chiyuv Masrus during Shvius, as we derive from a Pasuk. Habashar Shnei Shavua, the other 6 years of the Shemitah cycle, is Hachi Nami the Asur. Shall we say that it's Asur by Diuk in our Mishnah on Shabbos? Why? Because these are Paris Muktzin, and even though he was mazmin them, he expected to use them. That's because it's not usable, because you can't be Mafrish, Trumas, and Maestris on Shabbos. My timer. So why is it that on other years of the Shemitah cycle they become Chayv and Maser? After all, there was no Kvius for Maser. And we're talking about Muktzeh, which means lo nigmar malachton. Why would there be a chiyuv of maser? And the answer has to be la bishum the Shabbos kavah, because Shabbos itself is koveya even on perush lo nigmar malachton. The Gemara rejects it. Lo, not true. Shiny hasam, the din is different in that case. And what you have died from the Mishnah that in other years other than Shvius, it's also to eat them, even achilas haroi. Is Kavan the Omar Mikan? Mikan ani ochel machar kavale. The Kvius is not Shabbos. The reason he's Kovel Amas is because he made a declaration, Mikan ani ochel machar. He was Korei Shem Achila by virtue of his verbal declaration. But it could very well be, if he hadn't been Korei Shem Achila b'diburo, if he had just designated for Shabbos without mentioning it, that it's an ochel, mikanani ochel, it's very possible that he would not be chayv in maaser, because it's before Gemar Malacha, and Shabbos is not koveh before Gemar Malacha. So Gemar says, Yehochi, if you're telling me that, then my area Shabbos afil b'chol namin. This Mishnah doesn't belong to say their moed, it belongs to say their zroyim, because this halacha even on chol, that during your Mosach Chol, if you are Korei Shem Achila on Peros, that's Koveil Amaser. So if you're telling me there's a new Chiddush here in our Mishnah in Beitza, that Kriya Shem Ochel is Koveil Amaser, that doesn't belong to Masechta Beitza, that belongs to Masechta Maseros. So it should have been mentioned and located in its place in Seder Zeroyim, in the Dinim of Maseros. And then, here in Masechta Beitza, you could have had a machlok between Rabbi Eliezer and Chachamim about hachana for mukta in a case, for example, of gozlos, of birds. Why mention maser over here? So it really seemed from this that the reason why he's chayav in maser is because Shabbos is koveya. So the answer is no. The truth is that the reason why he's chayv in Paris Maser is because of his dibur, and not because Shabbos is kovas l'maser. Either Mishnah is located here with regard to Shabbos. Why not tell me a general chiddush in Maseros that the dibur of ochel is a self kovel l'maser? Hakamash malon the tevel muchan hu etzel Shabbos. The chiddush of our Mishnah is to teach me that peros that are tevel at the time of Knisas HaShabbos are not mukta. It's muchan for the entire Shabbos. And what does that mean? What do you mean muchan? You can't eat it anyway because it's tevel. But the answer is im avar v'tikno. If he violated the Shvus Rabbanan of Chachamim that prohibit being mafrish maser on Shabbos, then tikno metukon. The afrosh is valid, and he's allowed to eat from those peros. He shouldn't have done so, but we're not going to penalize him. We're going to allow him to eat from the peros. And this we're going to derive from the fact that the Tana was very medadik in his lashon, in Shvius. He used the word lechatchila. He didn't say im omad adam ala mukta. He said omed adam ala mukta be'erev Shabbos v'shvius v'omer. That's a lashon of lechatchila. And now we can be medayik that in other years lechatchili shouldn't do it lo yamod v'omakach, because if he's going to say so, he's being kovei the peros for Masa, and he's chayav in Masa because of his dibur. And if he eats them, then he's eating tevel, obviously. But if this Tana would have held that in other years, if he's omeid al mukta and he's mazmin l'achila Shabbos, then his hazmana wouldn't work even b'dieved to be mafkia the iser mukta because of the iser tevel, because tevel is mukta, then he should have used the language of b'dieved. He should have said, Misha omad al hamukta, or omed al hamukta, b'erev Shabbos v'shvius, v'yomim mikana ni'ochel ha'mochar, ha'reizim in hamukhan, implying that had, or that's a b'dieved in shvius, but had it been any of the other years of the Shemitah cycle, then it would be also the peros are not mukhan, even though he was mazmin the peros, because they're mukta, because of the Isur Tevel. So therefore, we have to conclude that the Chiddush of our Mishnah, although we're not holding that Shabbos is Kovas before Gmar Malacha, but we are holding the Chiddush of our Mishnah to be that the Dibur itself is a Koveya. Again, that's not relevant to Shvius, because in Shvius there's no Chi of Maser, but as far as another year is concerned, at least L'chatchila, it would not function as a hazmona, because l'chatchila you're not allowed to be mafrish maser on Shabbos. If he went ahead and he was mafrish maser on Shabbos, then we say tevel muchanu eitzel Shabbos.